Be'ez Hashem Yisboch, we begin Perek Achad Asr, the 11th chapter in the Rambam's Hilchas Metame Mishkan Mamashim, of those who contaminate through what they sit on and what they lay on in the Sefer Torah, the Book of Purity. Where in this Perek, although in the previous Perek we discussed that Amaratzim, regarding ignoramuses, we assume that they are Tame, and therefore that relates to Taharis as if it's Tumas Medris. But in this Perek we discuss certain things that Amaratzim are actually trustworthy regarding. As Rambam gets halacha regarding when it's a kedusha chamura, severe sanctity, then they are actually trusted. As Rambam says, Kvar Bi'an already explained in Perek Gimel from Hilchas Para Aluchi Beis, She'am Oretz Nemonim Heim, that the ignoramuses are trustworthy, Al Taharas Parasachatas, regarding the purity of that which relates to the paraduma, to the red heifer. And the reason is, Nechumrasa, because of its severity, Emes Aznaba, they're not disgraceful and they actually are careful with its Tahara. So too they're trusted. Regarding the purity of the wine and the oil of the libations, the wine which had nesachem nesbeach and the oil for the menachis, if mama tarhu, if he says it's pure, then it does have a presumption of purity. Because of the severity of kachim, they are careful. Another Rambam continues regarding other times, even not kachim, at specific time periods of when the pressing of the fruits. They're even trusted regarding truma, b'shasagitos b'habadim, regarding when there's the pressing of the grapes, and regarding the crushing of the olives to remove the oil. Why then? Neshakolo on metarm atzmon, because at that time all the people purify themselves, who claim in their vessels. Because everyone wants to be able to sell to the biggest market possible. So everyone purifies themselves to make the wine and the oil in a state of purity. So even the amaratzim, we presume them to be tar. Of ragitas v'abadim, but when the time of the olive and the wine press are finished that season, then they're not trustworthy anymore. Halacha beis kain shehivalei amaaretz. If a kain has an amaaretz brought him chavis yain neshemet truma, a barrel of wine or of oil of truma, so leikablen menu, he should not accept it from him. Neshem becheskes tumah, because in general their barrels of oil and wine is presumed to be tummy. But let's say Hinichama Aretz Eslad Gas Habo, let's say Amaretz kept it by himself until the following season of the pressing. Vevila, and then he brings it to the Kain, at that time he could accept it from him. Although he knows it's from the previous year, not during the season of right now. Ultimately, the sages did not make the decree of Tumah on them if it's at a time of the olive and the grape pressing. And since he's bringing them right now, this is a season when he could take it from him, even though it really wasn't from right now. Halacha Gimel, Ama Aretz, regarding ignoramus, Shenol Beis Badoi Egitoi, if he locked up his olive press and his grape press, B'sho Shegomro Om Lidrach, at the time when the people stopped pressing. So it wasn't open not in that season. And B'hoilich HaSamah Patech Mi'al Koin, immediately he brings the key to the coin right when the season's over, so it wasn't open at a time when he didn't have that Chazakah of Tahara. So even if, let's say, the coin delays many days since the season already passed, still Harei Koin Ba, the coin could come, Upeseach Bafan, we could open up in front of him the press, Umat Biloy, and he could table the Ama Aretz, the Derech, and he presses. Now he's Tahar because he was taken to the mikvah, but not to Truma B'tah, and then he could take Truma in the state of purity because it was never open, at least not around in front of the coin when it wasn't in the season of Tahar. Now, the Vimloyasakim, but if he didn't do this, Layitl Truma Amaretz, he's not taking Truma from Amaretz, Ella, Zisim Anovim Shein Mukhsharan, only olives and grapes that were not yet susceptible to Tuma, where they did not become in contact with a liquid, Shein Makabal Tuma, they're not able to be susceptible to Tuma, then you could take that where we know that that's Tahar. Halacha Dalt, Hebeloy Amaretz, Chavishal Truma Beshayim Mishashana. Let's say an Amaretz brought him a barrel of Truma any other day of the year, which generally we do not trust him. But the Amr, he says, I separated inside this barrel where this truma, I separated a little bit of it to be kachim. I felt a reviz, even just a reviz of a like from the whole barrel. But Mekhtech Shinim al Taras HaKadosh, since he's believed regarding the purity of the kachim, as we said previously in this parak. So then, therefore, that's what's called a migo. Once he's believed on that, Nimin al Kol, he's trusted regarding the whole barrel, even regarding the truma. Now, Afilibashas Hagidus Fahabadim. Now, however, even during the time of the pressing season, Shama Oretz Neman Mal Truma, that the Amaratzim are trusted regarding Truma, but Einin Neman Mal Kli Harekim, but they're not trusted regarding the empty vessel. In other words, after that they had emptied the wine out of the barrel, that they're not trusted Lemeshu Tar Le Truma to say that it's tar for Truma, and you would not be able to use it for Taharis because they're only trusted regarding the wine itself and not regarding the vessel. And so, too, in general, they never trust regarding an empty vessel, lemish, who the kaddish, to say it's pure for kaddish, because it's only regarding kachim itself that we trust them, not regarding a general empty vessel. Halacha hey. If there was a vessel that had wine or oil inside of it, and we see the Amor sitting and protecting it and guarding it, so he could take from that wine or oil for the libations for the Beis HaMikdash, then he is trusted regarding the purity of the vessel. Even if it's before the season of the olive and the wine pressing, 7 days beforehand, but since we see that he's being careful for that, he's trusted. But if it's more than 70 days before, then we don't trust him. Another Rambam continues regarding being trusted regarding earthenware vessels, specifically Yerushalayim. Now, but remember, when we say all these halachas that we don't trust him, is Bashar Eretz Yisrael, regarding the rest of Eretz Yisrael. Abirushalayim, but in Yerushalayim, Nemanim al Klicheres Harekim, then we actually do trust him regarding, which although we said we don't trust him regarding empty vessels, but regarding the empty earthenware vessels, then we trust him. Loi Meshutar L'Kadosh, to say that it's pure for Kadshim, Lo'ilam, we always trust him. Bin Kalim Dakim, Bin Kalim Gasim, whether small or large vessels, Bin Malay, Bin Akon, whether they're full or empty. Hadim Neman al Kli, his trust regarding a vessel. Although, actually, paradoxically, the vessel, the liquid inside is going to be tummy, because we don't trust him regarding liquids, as we said, only besides for certain things or at certain seasons. Now, Afilahi Bigdai, even if his garment, Shumedris, which is we presume to be Medris, was betechakli in the vessel, still harehakli becheskas tar l'kodesh, we still presume the vessel to have a chazaka, a presumption of tar for kachim. Now the question, why were they lenient? We're going to earthenware vessels in Yerushalayim. If we don't trust him and his garment is medrash and we consider liquid tummy, is for a simple pragmatic reason. Because they cannot make kilns, which is how you fire up and make earthenware vessels in Yerushalayim, because they don't want to blacken the walls of Yerushalayim. So therefore, they have to utilize at least the vessels that are majorly brought by the Amoratzim from out of Yerushalayim, and therefore they were lenient so that there should just be vessels that they could use. Because anyways, it's as it is, it's a suffix. Halacha Vav. Min Medias V'lefnim. From Modiin and more inner towards Yerushalayim, which this town of Modiin was 15 mil away from Yerushalayim. So from that point inwards, Neman Makli Cheres, as we said, in Yerushalayim, it's also the environs, the vicinity, that they're trusted regarding, like we said, because we had no choice, to trust them regarding earthenware vessels. But Min Modiin V'lechutz, from beyond Modiin, then not trustworthy. V'hamodiin asma, now what's regarding Modiin itself? So pamukal chutz and pamukal lefnim, sometimes we treat it like outside, and sometimes we treat it like inside. So it's a house, so it depends. Hayachavir nichnas, let's say Tamal Chacham is coming from outside of Modiin, and he's coming inner with the intention of traveling all the way to Yerushalayim. V'ama'aretz yitz, but the Ama'aretz, who he has the vessels, he's leaving. U'klicheres b'yadi, and has an earthenware vessel in his hand. Harizan neman b'medias, loymer, so then he is trusted in Modiin to say, shu'tar, that it is tar. Now the reason for this is because the potter is not coming back to Yerushalayim, and we want to be able to buy vessels and bring them to Yerushalayim. So, regarding that, we treat as tar, like kodesh, specifically regarding the laws of kachim, as we previously said, not for truma. Now, but let's say, hishneim nechnasim. Let's say both of them were entering into, they were both in Modiin, but on the way to Yerushalayim. So then the chaver could wait until they get from within Modiin and buy it over there. Hishneim yotzim, let's say they're both leaving. So then, first of all, he could have bought it before they came into Modiin, and since he didn't, we don't permit him now once in Modiin. And second of all, is that the Chaver's not going back to Yerushalayim, he's going back home. So therefore, it's not like buying for the purpose of Yerushalayim, which is the whole reason why they permitted it, and therefore, we don't let him buy it, and therefore, ain't in them, and then we won't trust the potter over there. Actually, he left Nim in the Modiin until when it's from within that of Modiin. Lachazayim. Kader Shebi Kaderis. If you have a potter that brought pots, the Nichim left Nim in the Modiin, and he placed it from within the area of Modiin towards Yerushalayim. And then purchases came, and he says to them, Shatarism, that they're tar, and he takes the pot and he goes with it in from within to Yerushalayim. Like we said, so then we treat it as tar for kachim. As we said, below the truma, not for truma kumishran, like we explained many times that this heter of earthenware vessels in from within Modiin is only for kachim, not for truma. Now, lokach kedera, the yotzeba chutz l'modiin. Let's say he buys the pot and he goes out of Modiin. Then actually, Harizat Tameh, we're going to consider it as Tameh, Bein LeKodesh, Bein LeChuma, even for Kachim. Af Bishin, even though it's the same pots, V'akadu Asim, the same potter, in a Neman, Elef Neman, Modiin. Again, we only trust from within Modiin because of the need, but once you're outside, then we don't trust the Tahara of that earthenware vessel. Halacha Ches continues regarding the trustworthiness of the Ama Aretz regarding earthenware vessels, specifically from the kiln itself. So the kech kli cheres from that kibshin. If someone purchases an earthenware vessel straight from the furnace, so b'chol makom, no matter where it is, harel tarin, we're going to consider this tar. Bein lekodesh, bein l'truma, and not only for kashim, even for truma. Ve'einayim, we don't say shem nagaban amaritz, maybe an amaritz touched it. And v'afal lekach ben asei derishin, and even if he's buying from the first row. Meaning, in the first word, that maybe someone would be touching there. And even if the oven was already open, the kvar nilkal chesed, already half was taken, and you say, okay, maybe whoever touched the half, maybe touched the other half, and maybe some aretz. No. Shleigazu tuma ala kelim shabbat kipshim, because they didn't decree tuma on the vessels that were still in the oven, as long as it was not removed. And the chaver would be permitted to use those vessels that he himself took out of the kipshim. Look, the test continues on these exceptions of the amaretz. When we do trust, regarding, in this case, of yomtiv. So, tumas ha-ma'oretz b'regel. The tumah of ignoramus on yomtiv is ketahari hi chashuva, is considered like pure for on yomtiv. That's how it's considered. And the reason for that is, shekol yisrael chaveim hem regalim, which is actually based on the pasuk, that v'yesiv kol yisrael ir ki ish echad chaveirim. Old Jews are considered like chaveirim, which is these laws of being strict with the laws of tahara on yomtiv. And therefore, kleim, kulam, all their vessels, vachleim, mashkeim, their foods and their beverages, tar meregel, they're considered tar on Yom Tov. Nishakol matar matzmav al meregel, because everyone purifies themselves and they do the pilgrimages to come up to Yerushalayim. So, lefikichim nemanim, kleim is regel, they're trustworthy regarding all the days of the Yom Tov, bein al kodesh, bein al chumah, with fakashim, with chumah. But mishav regel, once the Yom Tov passes, chazim, tamasim, then they go back to their state of tam. Actually, halacha yod takes it one step further. Hapisei chabita meregel, let's say he opens up his barrel on Yom Tov, where he's selling wine. Or giving it out. V'maskel b'tzas, or he starts his dough, and he's selling it. V'avad regal, the yomtiv passes. Had a shor ha'chavis, then actually the rest of the barrel or shor isa and the rest of the dough is actually becheskes tumah. Actually has presumption that it's tummy. Why? Shor yinogav amaretz, because amaretz had touched it on yomtiv. Now v'av pishul yinogav el bezman shuk ha'chavah. Although he only touched it at a time when we consider him as a chaver, in a tara el b'meir regal b'vad. That purity is only on the yomtiv itself. After yomtiv, it actually retroactively becomes tummy because he had touched it on the yomtiv. But later, halacha yud aleph, acha regel b'masa yomtiv, after the yomtiv, right after yomtiv, you might be on kolakim shebi mikdash. Actually, would dip in the mikvah all the vessels that are in the base of mikdash. They should not be ami art, but regel b'shazachag, because the amaratzim who we treat them as chavim, they're able to come in. They would touch it on yomtiv during the chag, and retroactively we say that was metamid. Well, the fikah chayyim lehem, therefore they would tell them al tigu b'shulchan. They don't touch the table in the base of Mikdash, at the time when they would show it to the Lagam, because they wanted to show them about the miracle that it was as hot as when they put it on as when they took it off. So I said, don't touch it, that it shouldn't be retroactively tummy from the Amma Oretz when he touched it subsequently after the Amtiv, because then it would come out that it would need to be tabled, the Had of Shemesh, and it would require sundown. And then it says regarding the showbreads, that lefanei tamid has to be in front of me always, but you wouldn't be able to because you would have to be tivling that shulchan and waiting for sundown before you bring it back. So they would tell him not to touch that. And therefore, all vessels, however, required to be tivled and sundown, except for the golden altar, which is in the heichel, and the copper mizbech, which is in the azara. And the reason for that is because they're made out of wood. And a wooden vessel that's meant to be permanent, stationary in one place, it's called kli yitzah nachas, or wooden vessel that's meant to be stationary, and therefore it's not makabel tumah. Now, although the mizbechas actually were plated with a metal, which is makabel tumah, the primary is the wood. As the Rambam concludes, they should tipuyeh him, because their plating is kivetelim legabeim, is like nullified regarding the wood, and therefore it's not considered as a kli matris, it's considered as a kli yitzah, and kli yitzah asal nachas is not makabel tumah. Halach yud beis continues regarding a situation where he is also trusted in regards to being pure from other tumas, not necessarily as we're discussing here of nida and zava, which is the topic of a metame mishka b'meishav, but as Rama says, Allah yibez ama'ot sha'amev, ama'ot says, tarni metumas mes, I'm tar from having become tummy from a dead person. Oishamari says, klizet tar metumas mes, or this vessel tar from metumas mes. Then actually, Nemani is going to be trusted because they only didn't trust him regarding tumah of ziva, where, because their wives and him, but they did trust him regarding other tumas of mes. And therefore, you're only going to have to table that vessel from the tumah of the amaretz, which is regarding like zava and of nida, and you would have to have sundown. But in the tzarach you don't have to have be sprayed, which is when something has tumas mess, you have to spray it with the paraduma ash waters on day 3 and day 7. That wouldn't be required because we do trust it. Now, but Ben Ramun, when we say this, Bishashalu, when we ask him, he says, yes, Tarahu, that he's Tarahu. But if let's say someone just purchases unspecified a vessel from the property of Amaretz, actually, so we actually do suspect that maybe he was a Tamei Meis, and actually, then you actually would have to spray it day 3 and day 7, like any vessel that's found wherever it is, out of Yishalayim, where we suspect that maybe it has a Tumas of Mes, and because that's only out of Yishalayim, because actually did not decree tuma on vessels on the tuma of Yerushalayim that are found in Yerushalayim. Commissioner's brother, like we can explain in Perek Gimel, that was a tuma of Lachadal, Lachay, but tuma of Sesvek is regarding the tumas of situation of doubt. But that which is out of Yerushalayim, we do treat as a suffix of tumas mess. And the same would be from buying from Nama Oretz, we give that status of we don't know, we have to suspect. And it's only if we ask him and he says that it's not, then we would trust him, specifically regarding tumas mess, even though we don't trust him regarding that, of the tumas of Ziva and Nidah.